Daydreaming, my boy. What do you see?
May's voice was gentle, but demanding. He knew he should answer, but his tongue caught in his mouth, resulting in a shrug of his shoulders. May smiled as she walked past him. Her kindly eyes sparkled as she passed. Seth grinned at the sight of the woman. She'd always seemed so welcoming and cuddly, with her plump figure providing a warm, cushioned embrace when she had soothed him in the previous summer. Seth always liked it when she smiled, and all the lines on her face seemed to smile simultaneously with her mouth. She gently tugged at his tunic for him to follow. Seth watched as her grey hair, in its customary plait down her back, swayed side to side as the short woman strode away from him. Seth jumped down from his perch, then made after the old woman, who had put a few paces distance between them in the moment since she moved past. Seth jogged briefly to close the gap, then fell in step beside May as they walked past his house, where he could see his mother watching protectively from the doorway. They headed down the hill towards the woods. Seth had been in the woods many times with his father, playing warriors with sticks instead of spears or swords, during which he learned to protect himself always after his father had patted his stick onto Seth's head when he wasn't paying attention. It was important for him to learn to carry both a spear and sword because his father had high hopes for him to become a great warrior like him, to one day take over his position as the head of the town. Seth's head was filled with play fights and moves he'd learned, as well as thoughts of his father fighting far away. So when May stopped, he kept on walking, absent-mindedly making his way to the place he and his father used to play.
"You going somewhere, Seth?"
May called over to him as he reached the first line of trees. He stopped short, suddenly realizing he was walking alone.
"Come, sit beside me so we can talk a little."
Seth broke into another little jog to get to where May was sitting, waiting for him. She patted the grass next to her, indicating that's where he should sit, then waited for him to settle himself.
"Have you heard of Spey?"
Seth's eyes widened. He'd heard of Spey. His eagerness spilled out an enthusiastic nod along with a giggle. This was May's magic. "She will tell me how to heal pigs and make crops grow," he thought.